Good morning. Our first lesson this morning is from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. If you wish to follow in the pew Bible, it should be on page 1233. Let us hear the word of our Lord. We start from 4b. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits, from his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father, to him be the glory and the power for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming from with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who have pierced him. And all the people of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, say the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Our second lesson this morning is from John's Gospel. If you wish to follow, you should find it on page 1087. We start reading from verse 33. This section is entitled Jesus Before Pilate. Let's once again hear the word of our Lord. Pilate then went back inside the palace and summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then?" said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Anyone on the side of truth listens to me." Amen.